Smith said Florida's voting patterns have always been pretty predictable.
The basic calculus is Democrats win heavily in Southeast Florida, the Democratic strongholds. Republicans win heavily in North Florida. And then it's a battle along the I-4 corridor with swing voters.
McManus joked that outsiders think Florida is a 95 and up retirement home and that all Cubans are old and Republican. McManus writes a lot about age demographics and politics, and it's the younger voters who tend to lean Democrat. She said they also are more likely to be last-minute voters.
We never can forget that there are people who are wavering, and I just say one more thing about late deciders. Late deciders, besides being younger and more likely to be female, they also have to be pushed to vote. Most of them know what direction they're leaning in. It really is not so much persuading them to go one or the other. It's whether to vote. The independent vote split here split towards the Democrats.
According to McManus, the Obama and Romney campaigns both did a good job with get out the vote efforts. She said it was the last minute push that gave Dems the edge.
If you look at the weekend before the election, what did the Democrats do that was so powerful with those two portions of the electorate? They sent in their A-plus team. They sent in President Clinton to go to some key parts of the state. They sent, of course, the First Lady. I don't know about Biden being the A-team with younger voters, but we'll not go there.
Voters can be swayed by outside circumstances, too. Tiger Bay member Jerry Evans was turned off to Mitt Romney after Republican candidates for Senate like Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch made comments about rape.
Well, I think that any Republican voter who looks at a candidate and supports a candidate who says that a forcible rape is God's will if it ends in a pregnancy just is misguided.
She said she wouldn't be surprised if those kinds of gaffes contributed to widespread Republican losses in races across the country.
I think it hurt them. I mean, which is obvious where you had a dead heat in a presidential election that ended up with both a popular and an electoral win for the current president.
And McManus, the political scientist from USF, agreed. She said she saw it in Florida when women came out in full force against an anti-abortion amendment.
Early morning, I had to go down to USF, and I was at the polling location, and the only signs that I saw, of course, granted, it was 8 a.m., okay, on a college campus, but the only group that had signs out there were young women on Amendment 6.
And then there was Hurricane Sandy, the superstorm that made President Obama and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie fast friends.
President Obama got a chance to look presidential and to work with Governor Christie and show that he's building bridges and forging bonds.
That was Tiffany Fakus, a political enthusiast. She asked McManus and Smith why third-party presidential candidates are still ignored. Smith told her it's not going to change. McManus answered that it should, but not necessarily that it would. Fakus said the political atmosphere has changed and the two-party duopoly isn't working anymore.
We are able to make a more educated choice, so we should be able to give them more choices and to do our own research. People say I'm either Democrat or Republican, and they vote upon party lines, not based upon the qualifications or the beliefs of a candidate. So we need to be given a choice, and then be able to, that requires Americans to actually do a little bit of work and do a little bit of thinking, and most Americans aren't comfortable doing that, which is why we still have a two-party system.
Both speakers, political editor Adam Smith and political scientist Susan McManus, also made jokes about Florida not having a final vote count in the presidential election. Romney's Florida campaign has said Obama won, but Florida still hasn't been officially colored red or blue. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.